Before leaving Houston and heading back to the Bay Area, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr addressed the media on Friday morning. As Saturday night at Oracle Arena, the Warriors and Rockets are set for Game 6 of this Western Conference Finals series.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of what the playoffs are about. You go through a lot of ups and downs, but ultimately somebody's got to win four times, and so you just keep going. You keep playing, and we have a chance to tie the series at home. That's a pretty good position to be in. And we got to win two basketball games. We've done that an awful lot, so we're very confident.
Big news today about Chris Paul and his injury. Thoughts on that, and then just the impact a guy like him makes on the series?
I haven't heard. I know that he was hobbled at the end of the game, but I don't know the extent of the injury.
Steve, you were mentioning even with yesterday's result, there are certain things that you saw that left you encouraged. What were some of those things?
I thought we got better shots last night. I thought we moved the ball pretty well, better than game four. Feel good about the way we're defending them. You know, we got to stop reaching. I think I mentioned that. We sent them to the line too many times. But all in all, I feel good about our ability to come out in game six and win the game and get some momentum back.
How's Andre doing, and what's the likelihood that he'll be back for a game soon?
I have no idea. He's gotten incrementally better each day, but I haven't talked to him this morning.
How much of a boost would it be if you're able to get him back for that game?
Well, it'd be great. You know, he's a great player. He's one of our keys, and we've missed him the last two games, but we can't count on it. The injuries happen, and you just got to play with whoever's out there, and so we're hoping he's back. We'll see what happens.
What's the game plan the rest of the day? You guys fly back, and then what will you do after that?
I will not meet with the media. The players won't do anything. Coaches will probably gather at the facility, put together a plan for tomorrow.
What does Andre still need to show Chelsea?
Chelsea just needs to tell me that he can play, and that's it. Other than that, it's he's either healthy enough to play or he's not.
Steve, obviously Quinn got some very key late game minutes. Can you kind of talk about the thinking about putting him on the court, and then after he missed that three-pointer, was there any sort of talk you had to have with him? Like, what does that do for like a young guy? And
Well, he's on the floor because he's a great shooter, and you know, he is important for us. He spaces the floor. He's got guts, as he showed. I didn't need to say anything to him. You know, the biggest thing in the NBA, the only regret you should have is if you don't shoot a shot. And you know, he was open and had a good look at it, had the guts to shoot it, and didn't go in. But next time he's going to shoot it again, and pretty good chance it'll go in.
Yeah, TNT had captured that moment with you and Kevin talking about trust during yesterday's game. I mean, team-wide, what's your read on the trust component with these guys right now? And you know, the ball movement is obviously still a bit of an issue.
Well, Houston's doing a great job defensively. And, you know, they're doing what we do. When you switch everything, it makes ball movement more difficult. It makes player movement more difficult. That's why you do it. And that's why they've built the roster they have. That's why we've built the roster we have. So, you know, everybody's saying, well, why aren't you guys, you know, moving the ball? Well, it's good defense. And so, you know, we're lucky we have Kevin, because Kevin is the ultimate answer against switching defenses. And he's had a great series. Last night wasn't his best game, but I thought he still carried us at times. And there's not much more to say. We just got to play better as a team.
Steve, you've played with guys that have missed a lot of shots and stepped up and taken a big shot when necessary. You've coached those guys too. Eric Gordon's done it two games in a row. What kind of quality do you have to have mentally to have a terrible night shooting, but when the ball finds you in a big moment to just step into it?
You just can't care, honestly. You got to find a way to not care. And if you think too much about the repercussions, then you get in your own way. And it's my experience that if you just trust it and let it go, no matter who you are, you know, you're more likely to make a big shot. But you know, even the best players, most of them don't make half of those big shots at the end of the game. So you know, that's why I love Quinn taking that shot late. Love Steph, you know, taking that runner. I love Draymond making that big three. You just got to play, and you don't worry about anything else.
What was the general mood of the squad when you addressed them after the game, and what did you try to tell them to maybe encourage them if there wasn't that optimism?
There's things I tell you guys here, and then there's things I tell my team that are private, and so I'm not sharing anything I said with the team after the game.
How valuable do you think your team's playoff experience at this level will be as y'all try to avoid elimination?
We've been here before. You know, we've faced elimination on the road before. This team has a few years ago. We've faced series deficits before. We've won all of those series. Our guys have the ultimate confidence that we can get it done this time too.
We're at the point in the series where both sides have seen each other so much that they're anticipating the rotations and the ball movement and the sequences and the moves even. Is that exaggerated at all with the switch because everybody's anticipating the switch and they know what they're going to get every time? Does that stagnate the energy offensively a little bit?
Yeah, that's what switching does. I think it's, you know, we're trying to do some different things. And I thought we had some success last night changing some things. You know, we pretty much know what they're going to do, but we knew what they were going to do before game one. Nothing's changed. You know, they've made no bones about how they're going to attack. They've done it all year long. They've got two great one-on-one players, a lot of good three-point shooters. So they're going to just ISO every time, and we've done a good job guarding the ISO. We've got to continue to look for better shots offensively and better ways to find those shots. But I'd say at this point, everybody kind of knows, you know, what's coming.